Good afternoon. There is one consciousness, one life, one being, one presence, and I, God, am that. Take a moment and look down at your body. You see the legs and arms and torso? You see that body? Come to the inner conviction now that there is no person in that body. There is no person in that form. We have heard over and over that I and the Father are one. One presence, one life, one mind, one being. And God is the substance of all form. Therefore, the only presence that is appearing as that form called a body can be God. Only God is appearing as that form. And God is the only presence here. It does not say that God and you are sort of one. It does not say that I and the Father will someday be one. It says that I and the Father are one now. And it means exactly that. I and the Father are one and the same. He that seeth me seeth him that sent me. And so when you look at this body, you can be assured there is no person in this body. No one is there. Since I, God, am there, there cannot be another. There cannot be God and a person there. No. This is a misinterpretation over the centuries. Seeing a person where there is none. God is the substance of all form. And God is the substance of this body. And God is the only presence here. I and the Father are one and the same being. We were told by the Father, cease ye from man whose breath is in his nostrils. Cease ye from any manifestation of a personal life. There is none. Our whole problem is entertaining a belief in a person here, in this form, in a personal form. We entertain a personal sense of body, and there is none. We entertain a personal sense of supply, my income, my dollars, my bank accounts, my house, my car, my clothing. Who is this my? My body. Who is this my? There is no such person here. When we are told to put off mortality, when we are told that mortality is a myth, we are being given the instructions to our rebirth. We are being told there is no person here. There is no my. That sense, that personal sense, is a myth. Only God is here. Only an impersonal presence is here. And the impersonal God appears as this form. The impersonal, invisible God appears as this form, but it does not stop the life from being the infinite invisible. The infinite invisible God is our supply. God does not send you supply. God is supply. God appears as our supply. If we attach a personal sense to it, then we ourselves make it limited, because now there's a my. There's a person whose breath is in their nostrils. And we are supposed to cease from that life. God is infinite supply, the substance of all form. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Yet it is still infinite, invisible, appearing as house, automobile, body, relationships, companionship, vacation, food, clothing, intelligence, opportunity, spiritual talks, spiritual books, spiritual messages. This is invisible, incorporeal God appearing as. when we entertain personal relationships, then we have my husband, my wife, my daughter, my son, my partner, my mother, my father, my grandfather, my grandchild, my neighbor, my friend. Who is this my? There is no person here. Infinite, invisible God is appearing as people. Infinite, invisible God is appearing as your partner, your wife, your husband. Infinite, invisible God is appearing as your son, your daughter. Where is the person? As long as you live in and as a person, you cannot receive spiritual consciousness. And how do I know this? The natural man, the person, cannot receive the things of God. Neither can he know them, for they are spiritually discerned. As long as you have a personal life, a personal body, a personal relationship, your own personal supply, you cannot receive the kingdom of God, the conscious awareness of God. We must come to see that when we are instructed to die in order to awaken, that is exactly what we have to do. We must die to a personal sense of existence in order to awaken to the reality of who and what we really are. We must let a personal sense of life, of body, die. And in the dying, we will awaken and discover that infinite, invisible God is who I am. I and the Father are one and the same being. We cannot get God because we already are that presence of God. All that I have been seeking, I am. But to come into the conscious awareness of your own I am identity, you must take this into meditation and look at it, and look at it hard. There is no person in this body. The person I thought I saw in the mirror was never there. God, invisible, infinite, is appearing as that body. and the consciousness of this will set you free. Know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And this is the truth. There is no person in that body. There is no person having that supply. There is no person in these relationships. There is no person. I and the Father are one and the same. God is living this life. I live, yet not a personal I. Christ liveth in me. This is an awakening. We take the personal sense of self, a personal sense of body, companionship, and supply, and we drop them. We become beholders. And we behold God living itself, Christ, the presence. We learn to stand a little to the side of ourselves, our real self, and watch the infinite presence of God living itself through us, in us, and as us. God living through this body. God, the substance of all form. God, the invisible supply now appearing. God, the only companion. We step to the side and we live as beholders. And God does take over. We do become aware of the living presence of God moving through us, through our consciousness. And the conscious awareness, the conscious feeling of that presence is our spiritual discernment. And spiritual discernment does indeed receive the things of God. And what are the things of God? I am the life. When we receive the life of God, we behold God living and appearing as our very body. I am the truth. When we receive the things of God, we receive the awareness of the truth of our infinite being. We receive eternal life, everlasting life. There comes to us an experience that reveals forever that we are eternal, have never been a person, but are in fact eternal life itself. We receive the inner experience, awareness of ourselves as eternal life. And this is an experience, an initiation. We receive the way. I am the way. There is an inner assurance that by dying to a personal life, we awaken to the reality of our being, God being. There comes an assurance that that is the right path, that we are following Christ's directions. The Father within lets us know, yes, this is right, by giving us spiritual experiences along the way, glimpses, if you will. We receive the things of God. I am come that they might have life, and life more abundantly. When we become aware of infinite invisible supply, we come into the inheritance of the entire kingdom of God, available to us everywhere and every when. With an abundance left over, and every good and perfect gift is ours as our inheritance, as joint heirs with Christ. Living, breathing, moving, and having our being in the conscious awareness of our own infinite, eternal, abundant, and everywhere present self. This is what we awaken to as a living experience, as a genuine awareness. We must die to a personal sense of existence in order to awaken to the reality of our being. And this we will do. If we have been engaged in spiritual healing and practicing the principles of spiritual healing, if we have had little results, now we know what the answer is. When we try to pray to God to come down and bless a person in a body, God knows no such person. God is not hypnotized. Therefore, we are praying amiss. We cannot add God to a personal sense of self. This is a very important principle. This is the difference between desiring the truth and demonstrating the truth. We will never, ever add God to a personal sense of life. Cease from man whose breath is in his nostrils. And so if we are praying for God to change any aspect of a personal life, we will not receive an answer. And we might as well stop that right now. Spiritual healing happens to us, occurs, when we realize within ourselves that God, Christ, is the impersonal life living itself as us. Then what is there to heal? nothing. There's only an old, outworn, miserable concept of life. It doesn't even belong to us. It too is impersonal. It was here before we manifested and will probably be here after we leave. An impersonal, worn out concept called a person. Now, with our new understanding, we will no longer try to heal that concept. Because even if we succeeded, we would have an improved concept and still be no closer to awakening. And so we will try a different approach. We will drop all sense of a structural universe, of a structural man, a structural woman, or child, or animal. We will drop that now. And when we go into our meditation, we will meditate on the truth that I and the Father are one presence, the only presence right here, the only presence everywhere. And we will work on getting a sense of the infinite invisible life, the infinite incorporeal form, and rest in that awareness. And when we open our eyes, we shall see that that awareness transforms the concept, melts the concept, and in its place, the invisible presence of God appears as form, harmonious form, harmonious supply, harmonious companionship, harmonious being. Try that and see what results you get. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. This mortal must put on immortality. Do we see what we're doing? We are dying to the belief that there is a person in this body. We are dying to the belief that there is a person who has the supply. We are dying to the belief that there is a person anywhere in these relationships. We are dying to the belief that there is a person. Do you know that you never had a beginning? Only a person had a beginning. Only a person can have an end. The day will come when in your meditation, you will go back before the beginning of this person, of this personal concept, and experience your life as it was, as it is, as it shall ever and forever be. The day will come when you will stand outside of a personal life and see past the end when the person no longer is. And you shall see that you are eternal life now. Because infinite, impersonal, incorporeal life, the presence of God itself, has never been in a personal sense of existence. You already are eternal. You already are that life and have always been that life. awake, thou that sleepest, means wake up out of this personal sense of existence. Start practicing by reminding yourself there is no person in this body. Every time you hear the thought in your mind, I need to check my savings, I need to check my account, my business account, or my personal account, there, right then, is the place to remind yourself, there's no person in this account. There's no person anywhere. God is the substance of all supply. Does it begin to make sense why we have no business whatsoever making personal choices or making personal decisions? I think I would like to live in Nebraska. If that's a personal decision, you're extending the dream. And it's going to take you a little bit longer to awaken. My personal preference is for ladies with blonde hair. My personal preference is for a gentleman. Oh, really? You're back in a personal sense of existence. And you are dreaming. My personal preference is for the principles in Ekankar. No, my personal preference is for the science of mind. Oh, I personally like A Course in Miracles. Well, my personal preference is the Infinite Way. Well, personally, I like Zen Buddhism. Well, who asked you? You don't exist. That's the place to catch it and say, no. There is no person in this body. God is living itself. There is no personal choices or decisions to be made. I live, yet not a personal I. Christ liveth in me now. My personal choice is for that candidate there. I like him or her. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, but you are dreaming. Wake up, wake up. It's time to wake up now. Have no personal choices. If you are going to vote, listen to God's choice. Let God guide you. Let God put the choice there. Just as the disciples, when they had to choose another disciple, decided, no, we're not going to make the choice. God, show us thy choice. That's what it means to live as a beholder. And this is the way we should be living if we have decided to awaken. We should be living as beholders, beholding God living itself. Not beholding God improving a personal life. Not beholding God healing a personal life. We should be dying to a personal life and beholding God living its life. And so God, reveal your way, your life, your plan, and let it be so. These are the ways that we practice the principles of impersonalizing our entire existence. This is how we come into an awareness of the impersonal life, the infinite way. This is the infinite way of living, allowing the infinite to be the way, to be the life. Because there is only one life, and I, God within you, am that life, as you become aware of my presence, you will come to see that there is only one presence, and that one presence is all life. And therefore, if you turn within and make contact with that one presence, the one presence everywhere is blessed by that contact. That is why anyone, anywhere in the world, reaching out to me or to anyone in the conscious awareness of this presence is blessed. No, they're not blessed by a person. There is no person here. They are blessed by the conscious awareness of the living presence of the infinite invisible living itself, because that self is also living them. And one with God is a majority. One soul knowing this consciously, having the conscious awareness of this, blesses any and all who reach out to that one. This is the way that we die daily. I die daily. And we practice, and we practice, and we practice, and all of a sudden, when we least expect it, there is an inner shift, an inner experience, an inner awakening. Something happens. And we see differently. And we see differently from then on. From then on, we have the conscious awareness that God is living itself right where I appear to be. That God is living itself right where you appear to be. Where that tree appears to be. Where that dog appears to be. Where that butterfly appears to be. Where that bee appears to be. God is living itself. And when we have that inner shift, we have begun to receive the things of God, the awareness, God's awareness. This is God's awareness, and we receive it. And it becomes us. And there is no difference between God's awareness and our awareness. They are one. I and my Father are one. I and my Father are one and the same entity, identity, and being. We are walking the same path that Jesus walked. And he left behind some instructions. We know that he followed it to the full and complete awareness of his Christ identity, of his identity as the infinite Father, because he said, "He that seeth me seeth him that sent me. I and the Father are one. I am the way. I am the truth, and I am the life." And so he was living in the conscious awareness of that infinite I. No more person, just I. And we are walking, following his way. Therefore, when he instructed us to die in order to be reborn, we are going to do that. And we are doing that. If any man would follow me, let him deny himself and pick up his cross and follow me. And the reference to picking up your cross, what is crucified? Was Christ crucified? No, you know better than that. Only a personal sense of life can be crucified. Christ was never on that cross. It was a personal sense of self. And what he is saying is just exactly what this talk has been. We are to deny a personal life and pick up our cross. That is, pick up the principles that crucify that self and follow right into our Christ identity. Each of us must take these principles and work with them until we have crucified that self and been resurrected into our Christhood, into our Buddhahood, into our true identity as the infinite, invisible, incorporeal God consciousness itself. And this work, there are very, very few people on earth today doing this. We are of the few who have heard the Master's voice. And we didn't hear it out here somewhere. We are hearing it within ourselves because that's where the Master is. Why? Because I, my very own consciousness, and the Master are the same being, are one. What makes this different than in ages past is we are becoming consciously aware of that oneness. He that came down from heaven is he that ascends up into heaven. The you that you were before you entertained a personal sense of life on earth is the you that you are right now. And by dropping a personal sense of self, you awaken to that eternal life. So let us take up our cross and follow the internal Master right into the awareness of our infinite, invisible, incorporeal self, never born, never dying. Never a person, always impersonal. Never finite, always infinite. Never two, but always one. Blessings to you, wherever you are, that hear my voice. For I am the Master within your consciousness, reminding you of the truth that you already are. And you can say to yourself, Self, there is no person in this body. I and the Father are one and the same being. God is living itself, infinite, incorporeal, invisible, eternal life, right here, walking as this form. So be it.